102. Weekend Breakfast with Refilwe Mpakanyane. Let's walk the talk.
At 8:35, you're listening to the Saturday edition of Weekend Breakfast. I'm Refilwe Mpakanyane with you until 10 o'clock this morning. And in this segment, right up until 9 o'clock, we're going to be taking a look at what's happening in the world of the arts. Right now, we're taking a look at this. The 2020 Jazz and Classical Encounters Festival, Volume 2 at Spear Amphitheatre, features some of the country's best jazz and classical artists. And it's apparently set to be a feast of contemporary music as well. That's taking place next Saturday, the 28th of November. So we're giving you a heads up about this one-day festival. You don't want to miss it. And helping us just get a sense of what one can expect on the day is Emmerich Pegelin, who's a former host of both the Orbit Jazz Club and before that neighborhood venue Peg's Cozy Corner, and organizer and promoter of this, the Jazz and Classical Encounters Festival. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast, Emmerich. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Rafilo, for the opportunity. Thank you.
So, Emmerich, first of all, beautiful, gorgeous settings at Spear Amphitheatre. Tell us what people can expect on this year's lineup.
Yeah, as you said, you know, it's an amazing place. The amphitheatre at Spear Wine Farm in Stellenbosch, with the Table Mountain in the background and the river behind, it's absolutely amazing. This year, we extremely excited again because we've got a fantastic lineup, which comprises of ancient voices, an ensemble of traditional instruments and classical Western instruments, mm-hmm. Led by Lugito Plakis. They're going to be presenting Molwen Bosisi, a new composition, which is, you know, part of the heart of the festival, you know, yeah. New composition, new work, and promoting creativity. We also have a great collaboration between Siyama Kuzeni on vocals and trombone and Darren English, one of the top trumpeters in the country. Mm-hmm. We have in conversation for the first time Paul Handler on piano and Neil Muyanga on guitar. It's really long overdue to have these two together on stage at the same time.
Oh my goodness, that sounds like an absolute treat. yeah. I get excited absolutely. Just reading the words on paper.
Yeah, absolutely. So no, we're super excited because, you know, they navigate, both of them navigate between the jazz world and the classical world. Mm. And so they've got so much to say to each other. And then we also have Standard Bank Young Artist for Jazz 2020, Sisante Conti, who's going to be presenting his latest album, which is a fantastic album, Uga by the Migration. Steve D'Souza is going to be there with him. Janela Nana is going to be on piano. And then we've had a bit of a hiccup yesterday. Spam Jalosi was supposed to open the festival, has not been well. She's been in hospital, but she's now better.
Okay.
She's been released from hospital, but her doctor has advised not to travel, so she won't be able to do it, but we have a fantastic other artist replacing her, Nomfundo Kaluwa,
who's
going to be there. So we are really looking forward to having Nomfundo opening the festival.
Yeah. Emmerich, what I'm curious about, and I'm sure prospective revelers have this top of mind as well, COVID-19, those regulations, social distancing, of course. Talk to me about what's been put in place and, you know, how, of course, this pandemic has changed how your approach to eventing and organizing this year.
Yeah, absolutely. So we obviously need to keep everybody safe, the audience, of course, the artists and all the technicians working around. And with the Spear team, you know, we've put in place a whole program from the onset when people arrive. Of course, you know, with no mask, no entry, we need everybody to come there with their mask. We'll have, a health questionnaire when people arrive. We'll take temperature. We will make sure that there's distancing. We won't have a full amphitheater, unfortunately. We'll have to only fill it to half capacity.
Mm.
So I really encourage people to to buy the tickets now because it's flying. So we'll only be able to have 350 people instead of the 700.
Yeah.
But we feel that, you know, people are very hungry for live music. And so it's still going to be a very nice feast. And I'm sure that everybody understands, you know, that this is in the interest of the of everyone, of the general public. We need to make sure that we keep everybody protected.
When I was introducing you, I mentioned the fact that you are the former host of both the Orbit Jazz Club, before that, a Peg's Cozy Corner. And you've mentioned that, you know, people are obviously hungry for live music. Do you think that after this pandemic, or because of this pandemic, spots like this that I've mentioned will be better appreciated, or might even spring up? Because, you know, lockdown was incredibly hard on so many people, emotionally, psychologically, and of course financially. But really, the arts and artists and music played such a fundamental role in helping people maintain that, you know, that mental wellness, even that spiritual wellness, giving people a reprieve. Do you think as South Africans, this period has taught us a greater appreciation for what we have right here, so easily at our disposal, which is all these amazing artists that you've mentioned and more?
I think so, Rafila. I think we have learned a lot of things during this pandemic, and one of them is to value things maybe a bit more than what we used to, and every, I think, occasion to see artists performing there. Creation on stage is going to be a special moment. So it's always been, but I think it's going to be even more. This being said, we've decided this year to go also with a live stream. So we will be filming and we'll have a live stream so that people can also view it from the comfort of their home. And we feel it's probably going to be a hybrid kind of situation in the future where there is some light, but we know we might have some limitations for quite some time in terms of number of audience and in terms of distancing, and so we need to cater for that as well. I think people are very hungry for live music, but I think everybody understands as well that, you know, we need to be cautious. We know that social events, you know, are part of something that is difficult to manage sometimes in the current context, but
sure.
We know also that, you know, the live music, the arts performances give us so much in our lives that, you know, everybody is kind of make sure that it happens in the best conditions.
Yeah. So I don't envy you the position of having to curate the Jazz and Classical Encounters Festival. Talk to me about your process, because who do you leave out? Who do you approach? There's just so much happening in South Africa, isn't there?
It's a very difficult job, to be honest. It's always difficult to say I pick that artist over that artist. But I think, you know, the festival is based on a couple of important principles. First, you know, we want to showcase South African artists, South African creators. We want to showcase artists who have written, you know, new work or very recent work, and that's exactly what we have again this year.
Yeah.
And it's important for us to, you know, to look at, you know, what is it that people compose in the context in which they live and the environment in which they live. And there's been so much happening in this year that's obviously going to be very interesting. And then we really want to have those two worlds, you know, next to each other, the jazz world, which is extremely rich, as you just said, in South Africa, and the classical work. And, you know, to be in Stellenbosch as well is being close to the heart of classical music in South Africa. So we feel that, you know, in this beautiful setting, because again, that amphitheater is absolutely fantastic and magnificent. If you've been there,
sure, yeah.
And if you haven't been, you really want to check it out. It makes it, you know, very special. So yes, it's always difficult, and I always have, you know, a list that I have to cross names on, and trying to find this right combination, you know, entertaining, but also, you know, giving space to the type of artists that you don't necessarily see very often. And I'm particularly excited, of course, with this conversation between Neil and Paul, because these are two artists who have left a deep mark onto the jazz music scene.
Absolutely.
And to have them both together is going to be fantastic.
Absolutely, absolutely. I just want to give you a bit of a headache and ask you, besides the people that we've discussed on the lineup, and it's a stellar lineup, it really looks incredible, as someone who is deeply plugged into the jazz scene and the music scene in South Africa, who especially excites you and you think, my goodness, this is a talent right here? Just one person.
Who's currently exciting on the scene?
Yeah.
Ah, there's so many. But I think, Dabang Tle Zulu gave us an amazing gift last year with this beautiful suite. His first album that he released, Linda Skakane, was just released, also his second album.
Yeah.
And really a beautiful tenor player. And Sisonke Konti was our headliner this year at the festival. You know, Sisonke is from Cape Town. He's really walking, as far as I'm concerned, on the footsteps of Winston Mankuku. He's very, very solid. He's got an amazing tone, and he's always very well surrounded in terms of producers and other artists that he plays with. So this is really, I'm really excited to have him this year, because I really rate him very highly, and it's it's refreshing to see such young, because the oldest artists are still very young, and to see them reaching that level already at this age is quite phenomenal.
Yeah. Emmerich, all the best for next week. It's all happening on the 28th at the Spear Amphitheatre. But just, you know, a thank you and a shout out for holding us down when it comes to jazz and music as an organizer and promoter of music and the arts. You do important work.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I just want to take the opportunity to direct people to either the Spear website, spear.co.za, or to the tickets are available on Cricket, including the live streaming tickets.
All right. Fantastic stuff. Emmerich Pergolin, thank you so much for your time. He's the organizer and promoter of the Jazz and Classical Encounters Festival, taking place next week on the 28th. As he said, you can check it out all online. What an amazing lineup. It looks like it's going to be so much fun. But we carry on talking, taking a look at the arts, and hopefully having even more fun with it in our next conversation. You want to stay listening for that.